At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What you're about to hear is the first of 11 jailhouse phone calls between Stefan Stearns, as you see right here, and his parents. Stefan, as many of you already know, is facing the unthinkable charges of first-degree murder in the death of 13-year-old Madeline Soto. It's a case that we've been covering now for quite some time, and these calls are very eye-opening. He's also charged with child exploitation as well, after evidence revealed that he had been sexually abusing Madeline Soto for many years. In this first call, we're dropped straight into the emotional chaos, birthdays missed, confusion about charges, logistical issues over commissary, and the jarring contrast of everyday parental love colliding with horrifying legal realities. Pay close attention to his parents and try to give them some grace. There's a complicated dance here they're doing between concern, disbelief, and resignation. They're grappling with the grief of potentially losing their son to the system, while also desperately trying to piece together what led to this moment. Stefan, meanwhile, seems oddly detached, focused more on his belongings and creature comforts than the crushing weight of the allegations. It's heartbreaking, it's infuriating, it's real. Let's take a listen.
Hey, where the hell you been?
I've been trying to call. They've had us on lockdown so often. Every time I've asked them, we've been on a coastside lockdown.
Okay.
Which means I've been unable to call. I've been trying to call all weekend, too.
So you've been on lockdown all this time?
Off and on, yes. On the days that I've asked, we've happened to be on lockdown, which means either an incident has happened or they're just so understaffed that they have to lock everyone down. It's probably more to do with understaffing.
Okay. How you been?
Well, you know, had the world's shittiest birthday present, so.
Yeah. And then you didn't call, so I'm assuming because of changes that they prevented you from calling?
No, they were actually moving me around a lot, shuffling back and forth, so I was having to get my phone privileges jockeyed back and forth, which takes a little while, and then, like I said, the days that I was asking, we happened to be on lockdown on those days. So it's just been inconvenient.
Okay.
Very inconvenient timing, and then we were on lockdown all weekend. I wanted to call on mom's birthday. I tried to call yesterday. I tried to call on Saturday, and it was no go anytime. So, but I've been wanting to call. How have you been?
I'm trying to put this on speaker. Yeah. I'm trying to put this on speaker. Okay.
How have you been? Can you hear me?
Good. Can you hear us?
Yes. Is mom there with you?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
What's that?
Stephanie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is mom with you?
Hang on a second.
Okay.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sir, can
you can hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, okay, that's from the speaker.
Okay. Is Mom there?
Yes, Mom's with me now.
Okay, happy birthday, belated birthday, Mom, and happy belated Mother's Day.
Hi, sweetheart. I was so hoping to hear from you. I'm so glad I'm hearing from you now.
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't able to call you all weekend. They had us on lockdown, so no one was able to do anything.
Were you expecting these charges?
No.
The murder charge.
Oh, well, we know you didn't.
Okay, so you got blindsided by that.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, it's not true. You know, I never would have wanted her gone for any reason, so, you know, premeditated first degree is kind of a dick punch.
Yeah.
No, I was wondering if you had any updates or anything.
Nope, we haven't heard a thing. Just, you know, speculation that she's been
hiding.
Put in an institution and hiding in an institution.
At her lawyer's request.
Yeah.
I mean, are you helping, are you cooperating with police about her participation in any of this stuff?
There's been no opportunity for me to cooperate with anything. As I understand, the police keep saying that I'm uncooperative, but they haven't asked me anything to cooperate with, so whatever that means.
Hmm. So the your attorney isn't approaching them and saying my client would like to speak with you?
No, my attorneys are pretty much saying to keep my mouth shut until the trial starts.
Well, okay.
Okay. I don't know why they were going to wait till the trial, but that's their business, not mine.
They don't want anything to hurt my chances.
Yeah, understand. Okay.
Hey, what was Joey's last name?
Beltry?
Yeah, Beltry.
Joey Beltry? Beltry?
Beltry.
Beltry or Beltry?
Beltry with a V. Like victory.
V.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, yeah, it's basically, obviously this confirms that they're artificially inflating everything up as high as they can possibly do it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the plan is there. If they're just trying to scare me into pleading down, or I don't know.
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're just trying to hurt me as much as possible.
Are you able to share the Saturday night before you left for Kissimmee? You were pretty upset about something. Did it have to do anything with Kissimmee and the events that took place the next couple of days?
No.
Okay.
No, I was just stressed out about money and job and everything like that.
Some woman got on a YouTube thing and said that you weren't even at the party.
Party?
Yeah, her birthday party.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. I went up there Sunday evening and got there after she was done at her party.
Oh, okay.
And we were very happy that I was there. We were very happy that the three of us were together. It was shaping up to be a great week and a great visit. You know, there's no reason for anything to happen that happened.
Is there some explanation of the... I came up Wednesday morning, next to the hotel, early in the morning, and is there some explanation why you left and went where you went?
I was driving around.
Okay. Understood you were driving around, but they know where you were driving around.
Yeah. Well,
and we know.
Okay. I had wanted to grab a few things and get my ducks in a row, kind of prepare myself for whatever was coming, but I couldn't find what I was looking for.
Okay.
And then I ended up just kind of driving around aimlessly.
Okay. I mean, you asked me to come up, and we hardly spent 35 minutes the entire time I was there throughout the entire day. And it's like, I wasn't sure why I was there, and then I was caught off guard by what happened later that afternoon, and obviously haven't seen you since.
Yeah, well, I just felt like I needed an ally there.
Well, I wish you had come to me and talked to me about some stuff, and maybe we could have helped you out in some way, giving you some advice. But certainly, under the extenuating circumstances, what was later discovered obviously couldn't help you any further than what had already taken place. So, the most logical thing would be to have, faced up to it and have a conversation with the appropriate authorities or get an attorney or something. But be that as it may.
Yeah. Well, we got a copy of your birth certificate for Sheila Marino and for your case. We're trying to get hospital records from the PBI, but Sarasota Memorial says you were never a patient there, so that's ridiculous, as we know you were.
Yeah. And were you able to find my Social Security card?
Yes.
Good. I presume it was probably in that mouse toy box with everything?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't.
I don't
recall where it was, but it wasn't there. But
I don't remember if you had confirmed or not. Were you able to find my watch?
No, we weren't.
There was no popcorn box.
We already had your Social Security card, so why did you think we need to... I already knew your number. I don't know why you think we need to find the card.
Just in case I was going to need it in the future.
We have that.
How long I'm going to be here, if or when I'll ever be released, or if you guys are going to be around at that point. But, first of all, the Social Security card might be things I'll need in that case.
Well, the penalty for the crimes you have been charged with carry a minimum 40-year sentence. So, obviously, we're going to be gone. Rick will be gone. We'll all be gone. We're sad about that, obviously, because there won't be anybody here for you when you come out.
Yeah, and I'll be lucky if I have another 40 years left in me either, so.
Yeah.
Everything sticks.
I wish there was a way that, you and I can have a conversation, all of us could have a conversation to understand what's taking place, how this came about, how you arrived here, because it would help us better understand the situation, because we're at a loss for understanding how all this came about. I mean, we're just totally baffled.
Well, I didn't start it.
Okay. You didn't start it, but you participated in it, which is just as bad as not starting it, but... Well. That's for another day. Again, I don't know
full details or anything, but if you'd like to schedule a visit with me or something, maybe we can find some way to talk.
I don't know. I think we're always going to be recorded, so there won't be an opportunity to do that. Now, we have to make arrangements for you to sign off on a power of attorney so we can do something with this car.
Yeah.
And I would have to bring a document over. They won't even let me see you. I would just hand it to the classification officer. He would bring it in, you sign it, they would notarize it, give it back to me, and I would leave.
Okay. I think I just got the 1 minute warning.
Okay.
Give them whatever you need, and I'll sign whatever I need to sign. In the meantime, I'll try to call back in the next couple of days, and we'll talk some more. If you wouldn't mind putting a little more money in my commissary as well.
All right, I can't do much, stuff because we are really, when I say dead-ass broke, I mean dead-ass broke, but I'll do what I can.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You know, that could change, but right now, for the next 30 days, you know, we are definitely in lockdown.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, all right. Maybe I'll try to get over there within the week to get that POA taken care of.
Okay, there's a 15-minute cooldown before I can call back. I'll see if I can call back again. If not, I'll try to call back in the next couple of days.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
That was the call. What stood out to you? Tell me in the comments on YouTube if you're watching us there, or wherever you're listening to this on the podcast platform. We'd love to hear from you on our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. What stood out to me wasn't just Stefan's disconnection from the gravity of what he's facing, though that is very chilling on its own, but it's the emotional state of his parents. You can hear the pain in their voices, especially his father. There's a pleading there, a desperation to understand what happened, but also to hold on to some sense of control by focusing on documents, storage boxes, hospital records, normal things. It's a coping mechanism, clinging to the practical when the emotional is just too devastating. And who could blame them? They're parents. And parents don't stop being parents even when their child is accused of something monstrous in many cases. But denial does have a cost. And as these calls go on, we're going to play 11 phone calls for you here on the podcast channel and on YouTube. We'll hear just how that denial either breaks or calcifies into something much harder. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of the calls and our coverage of this case. And please let me know what you think of these calls yourself in the comments below.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts